Roller derby is not for the faint of heart. It's a contact sport. Players shove, throw elbows, and fall. Here in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Roller Derby League holds games all year round. Community Voices producer Kijin Higashibaba went to one of them and met a player who uses lessons from derby in her life.
Murder Squad!
Roller derby games are called bouts, and this one at the Orbit Fun Center in Dayton is the last of the year. Players strap on their skates, helmets, elbow pads, knee pads, and mouth guards and warm up. There are about 50 fans of all ages as the announcer introduces the teams.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gem City Snark Attack!
The names are a big part of roller derby. Tonight's Snark Attack in blue is playing Murder Squad in red. The players have names like Heartless Glitch, Lady Deathlock, and Misdemeanor. And like in most derby leagues, they're all women.
I mean, society teaches women to be, you know, meek and mild. You have to be delicate. You have to have someone take care of you. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. You know, that's a bunch of crap.
That's Blitzkrieg Bex, who plays for Snark Attack.
I can be as, you know, tough, if not tougher, than any football player out there. And I got roller skates on my feet.
And here we go. Trying to make it through that pack there. Bex struggling to get by.
Here are the basics of roller derby. It's played on a flat, oval track and in two-minute periods. Four players from each team, called blockers, form what's known as a pack. Their job is to keep another player from the other team, called a jammer, from getting past and scoring. They'll form a wall with their bodies, shove, elbow, push. It looks like controlled, fast wrestling with 10 people on roller skates. Team Snark Attack takes the lead in the beginning, but 10 minutes into the first half, Murder Squad has caught up. It's 2021 Murder Squad. Blitzkrieg Bex has been doing derby for about a year, and it's been a tough one. She's in the process of getting a divorce and just moved to Ohio, where she didn't know anyone. It's hard not to just stay home.
But derby's kind of scooped me up and said, stop that nonsense. It increases my self-esteem, at very least. And when I'm kind of floundering a little bit, there's someone there to remind me, like, hey, you do roller derby. You're pretty awesome and pretty tough. You know, like, don't let this one little thing, this hiccup, drag you down. But if it does, we'll pick you back up, because the first thing they teach you is falling and how to get back up quick.
I caught up with Bex at halftime.
You're taking a lot of spills out there. I'm seeing you fall down a lot.
Actually, with the pads, you don't feel them at all, with the adrenaline and everything. And usually, they'll pick you back up.
Learning how to fall, getting picked up by your friends, that's what's important here. And so is playing tough.
I'm hitting some of my best friends out there, but they're hitting me right back. You know, it's kind of that saying, well, I'm strong and you're strong and I know you can deal with this. So I'm going to, like, hip check you and watch you eat it for a minute. But then I'm going to make sure you're okay, and then you're going to get back up and probably do the same thing to me.
In the end, Murder Squad came out ahead, 161 to 112. In the last 2 minutes, Bex went down hard and had to crawl off the rink to get checked by the EMTs.
I rolled a little bit, kind of crawled, but it was more my pride that was hurt more. But, you know, I made a awesome exit with my little Barbie wave of sorts, like a celebrity, because why not? That's what roller derby is all about, a show.
Especially for the fans. But for the people who play, it's much more.
When I came here, I was in a very dark place doing this divorce. I'm still doing this divorce thing. And seeing that I can still progress if all else is crumbling around me. Look at, you know, a derby pack. Like, half the people are falling down, banging into each other, and there's always somebody to get through. And right now, I used to say I'm surviving. And now I'm doing more than surviving. I'm kind of swimming, which is awesome.
For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm Kijin Higashibaba.
The Gem City Roller Derby will hold recruitment sessions twice a week in January. You can find out more about how to join or watch a bout at gemcityrollerderby.com.